And welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to the opening day of college football season. Special spectacular at Rosie on the House. And what would you be more important than the condition of your floor when you open the front and the back door up and have the neighbors in, the family in, you know, probably a few stray dogs walking through? How does wood flooring hold up to that kind of traffic? I understand dogs can really be hard on a wood floor.
Dogs with long nails are certainly an issue, and that's something to be aware of. The new finishes are quite durable. They take a lot of wear and tear for just traditional traffic. But as I mentioned earlier, sand and dirt on your shoes and feet acts just like sandpaper, and so the more you can control that, the better off you are. Water is the other big factor.
Big enemy.
Especially any standing water. Ice cubes need to be really, really monitored highly. I'm a big fan of wood floors in general. When you talked about opening the front door and the wow factor, I installed cherry floor in my house about 8 years ago, and literally every morning I wake up, I say, Vaughn, good decision. I love the feel and the look of it, and I've never been unhappy with the investment I made.
We have Vaughn of East Valley Floors joining us, one of the Rosie certified flooring contractors in the Phoenix metro area, joining us today answering your questions about flooring. We're focusing particularly on wood flooring. East Valley Floors can be contacted at 480-926-3444. Been in the business 30 years, since 84, and been Rosie certified for about the last 12 of those. We've always appreciated our partnership with Vaughn and Scott. All right, listen, I want to talk about some exotics now, because I'll tell you what, just not knowing anything more about it than the way it looks and the way it sounds, I would go, I think, depending on what you tell me the budget is, I would go for cork. I think that is a good looking floor. And I'm a noise maniac. Mm-hmm. I hate loud noises. And it's just such a it's as quiet as you can get before going into carpet, which I hate carpet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cork has its place.
I love it.
If it's a lightly used area and you can control the foot traffic on it, it is very comfortable. It's very green.
Well, let's see. I have 5 dogs, 10 grandchildren, 6 kids. Not my choice.
I would be I would be cautious, and it would be ideal for a den. And
what will you pay for a cork floor?
In the range of probably $4 to $8 a square foot.
Not as bad as I thought. Okay.
Yeah. And then you also want to put another coat of finish on the top of it. Another $1.50 a square foot to be applied on top of that as well.
And that cork is going down in whole cork tile, or what is it? It's an engineered wood type application?
The majority of the cork we've installed looks like a plank, just like the pergo or laminate floors, roughly 8 inches wide, 3 to 4 feet long, and it clicks together. And we brought in a sample here, but the cork is on top, then there's a particle board core in the middle, and there's cork on the bottom as well. For a noise issue, as well as because every floor is not absolutely perfectly flat, so it's got some forgiveness to it there as well.
I like it. Okay, we've got callers lining up and loading up here. We've got a call from Gilbert. Miss Beth has a question. Beth, good morning, and welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Well, thanks for calling.
I have a question about subfloor. We're renovating an old home, and we took up some tile and some old wood flooring. And the glue and the mastic pretty much destroyed the concrete subfloor. There's a lot of divots, a lot of pitting, some cracking, but it doesn't seem to be heaving much. We are on a budget. I love wood floors. Our current home has some gorgeous maple hand scraped engineered wood that have performed beautifully for us. But knowing that we've got such a lousy subfloor, I'm not sure what the best solution would be and the best value.
That's a great question.
Beth, I would say you're not far away from being happy with another wood floor. The pitting and chipping and the indentations of your concrete can be solved very easily. We would recommend using a primer, and there's a brand that DuPont produces of a floor patch called Ardex, A-R-D-E-X. If you put down the P51 primer first and then this Ardex product, it will fill in all those low spots and those divots and gouges. That can be done with a trowel just like a cement finisher would use. You can also use a longer level if you need to. But if the floor is prepared properly, those divots and gouges will not keep you awake at night. You'll be happy to be able to put a wood floor right back on top of it.
Now, Beth, is this a project you are trying to tackle this long weekend?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, there's still plenty to be done before we put the floors down, but I'm trying to make the decision of whether I need to go with the wood look tile, which is really my second choice. I love the warmth of wood, and if I can do it for the same price that I can do it for tile, I'd much rather have wood put down.
Okay. Well, listen, Beth. Vaughn, your showroom is located at?
We are at 509 East Chicago Circle in downtown Chandler, right by City Hall and the library and the fire station.
Okay. And I'm going to have my call screen, Jennifer, get Beth's name and phone number, and I'm going to commit you to going by and doing a professional courtesy visit for Beth and Gilbert and coach her through that so that she can get that warm wood look for her. And you can maybe bring her some of the product and show her how to install it and how she and her husband can do it themselves on that budget. So, Vaughn, I appreciate you shaking your head yes. No.
Happy to do it.
So, Beth, we're going to get you some hands-on tutoring and counseling and a little bit of the product delivered as well, so you can see how it all goes down, so you too can get that wood floor you're looking for. We'll be back right after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.